Welcome back for a couple more minutes with Dr. Ann Harrington, an historian of science who has studied a great deal about the mind-body connection and ideas that have come forward to become that. I find my amusement wherever I find my amusement, and I have with me my coffee cup that reminds me of Charles Dickens, who for me is one of the great storytellers. There are great stories. He's a great storyteller, and what he did was tell stories out of his own time and context that, in fact, moved the context, because in terms of child labor and the filth of the environment, there are lots of things that happened because Charles Dickens told those stories. It would seem that the stories that we are telling now, particularly focused on mind-body questions, are affecting what's coming. And while we one cannot know the future, one can at least say, how are the stories we're telling now, how are they directing us?
I think in more than one ways, because we've got a group of stories here that are pulling us in different directions. So there's not a single answer to that. But we can count down some of the different ways in which you can sort of see horizons being, things being pushed forward. There's interesting and at least culturally resonant and important research being done that wouldn't have otherwise been done. Monks that have meditated for 30 years are being put into fMRI machines.
That being a functional mirror resonance.
A magnetic resonance imaging machine. I'm sorry, functional magnetic resonance imaging machine. And so there's science that wouldn't have happened otherwise. There's also, I think, the emergence of potentially new stories. The one thing to be clear about these stories that I'm interested in is that they're not fixed in time. They've had histories, and therefore some of them will probably peter out. They'll stop feeling persuasive or useful, and new ones will take their place. And I have a sense, you were asking, Bill, before about, or no, you were asking, Paul, about community. I'm kind of tracking the emergence of what I think might be a new story, which is much more about community. And it's a story that's emerging out of one of the stories we haven't talked very much about in this conversation that I call Healing Ties, which in its current incarnation is very much about the ways in which, you need friends to stay healthy. So you sort of need your complement of friends, and they're kind of resources for you. And if you are lonely, then you're more likely to get sick and so on.
Again, the fix-it mentality.
It's a little bit like that. There was a great little article in Self magazine about, very tellingly about, get your complement, your dose of friendship to keep your health in good order. But out of that has come a kind of destabilizing conversation about community more broadly, and a suggestion that actually isn't what keeps you well, isn't so much the how many friends you have. It's kind of how integrated you are in your larger community and where you are in the hierarchy of your community. And it turns out that people who are disempowered, who are impoverished, they may have a whole lot of friends, we don't really necessarily know, but they don't do as well on the health scale of things as people who have more options, who are higher up in the hierarchy. And this has led to a much more politicized story that is just emerging, and I've even toyed with giving it, health and hierarchy. I've sort of tried out a title, but I'm not sure it's yet integrated enough to deserve yet full status as a mind-body story. But you do see in there, I'm intrigued by it because it's got a political energy that a lot of these other stories don't. And we'll just have to wait and see how it goes.
And we will ask you when you come back to visit us again.
Thank
you, Ann Harrington.
Thank you very much.
Both Ann Harrington's Stories Under the Skin, The Making of Mind-Body Medicine in America, and The Dalai Lama at MIT broaden our horizons. We thank Dr. Harrington for going considerably out of her way to join us and for making sure that we would be ready when it happened. We also thank Dr. Charles Raison, Geshe Labsang Tenzin, and the Emory Tibet Partnership. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.